Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I think I've been tuning into the energy, a lot of different energies on a lot of different levels. And I think that there is some residue, energetic residue from 2020 that we really didn't get to process in 2021 because it was such a mixed bag. We thought we were going to be free, and then it's still bad and this and that. And you know, these pandemic years, which we thought was going to be a pandemic couple of months, I think that there is some traumas, some triggers, some pain, some hurt, some lower vibrational feelings that have not been processed. And I think that if we don't do that work, it's going to delay and derail us as a planet as we move forward. And I see it, you know, I see it in the very micro way in my business. And then I see it in the macro way in the world. Like, and it's not just spirituality or personal development. You see it in all aspects. You see it in our politics. You see it in our creativity, even, like, you know, some of the content that's coming out. And so I thought I wanted to do a show. I was listening, I was working on something, and I got a hit. I was like, hey, I'm going to do a quick show where we start to pull back these layers. Now, I want to be clear here. I'm an intuitive coach. I am a spiritual guide. This is not a substitute for psychological work. So if you're sensing that, hey, there's some deeper things here that I need to look at, then please go get a therapist, do some sessions. You don't even have to do a lot of them and look at these things. But I think if we don't heal some of the wounding that came up, I think we all kind of moved through it and we didn't process it. So I wanted to give you some tips if you're just kind of sensing that things are dragging in your own life or things didn't, you know, here we are, end of 2021. And if you're sensing like, man, I didn't get as far as I thought I was. I'm sensing that a part of that, just a part of it, is that there is some energetic work that can be done. So first and foremost, I want you to look at forgiveness. You know, start with just a really basic list of everything that you need to forgive. And it may not be all related to the pandemic or what happened to you during this time. It may be stuff from childhood. Just, you know, set the timer for 7 minutes and just start right at the top of the page. I am willing to forgive. And then everything, you know, say a prayer, get centered, and everything that comes to mind, just write it on the page. I'm willing to forgive. I'm willing to forgive. I'm willing to forgive. And it might be a person. It might be a situation. It might be, you know, I've told you, it might be an institution. It might be a way of seeing the world. Maybe there's some, maybe you need to forgive white supremacy. Write that down. Maybe, you know, when I talk about money, maybe you need to forgive the banking system or your family's perception of wealth or whatever it is. Just start writing it down. And it's going to naturally flow from you if you give yourself the pause, give yourself a moment and saying, I'm going to clear the energy. Because when we clear energy, here's the reason why we do this. When we clear the energy, we see clearly. Right? We can receive clearly. We can focus on what's important. We can be centered in who we are. We create space for new to come in. And I think if we just kind of clunk around all of this stuff that didn't get resolved with us into 2022, there's a high potential that we'll see more of the same. And because of the law of oneness, because we are all connected, as one of us heals, we all heal on some level. So the people that listen to this program, if you take the time to do this work, we are collectively raising the vibration of the planet just by doing our own self-work. So I'd say start with 7 minutes of forgiveness work. I am willing to forgive. Just write it at the top of the page. Take a breath, center yourself, and then just write down for 7 minutes everything that comes up. I'm willing to forgive. 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 And the definition of forgiveness, you know, there are many layers of the definition of forgiveness. My spirit guides are guiding me to actually look up the dictionary definition of forgiveness. And then I'll give you what I know to be true spiritually. And let's see, where is this coming from? Mayo Clinic. I just did a quick Google search while I'm talking to you in real time on forgiveness. And this is what came up. Forgiveness means different things to different people. Generally, however, it involves a decision to let go of resentment and thoughts of revenge. The act that hurt or offended you might always be with you, but forgiveness can lessen its grip on you and help you from the control of the person who harmed you or situation. It's may not or experience. It's and then let's see here on the side. This is from Wikipedia. I'll read this one too. Forgiveness is the psychological sense is the intentional and voluntary process by which one who may initially feel victimized undergoes a change in feeling and attitude regarding a given offense and overcomes negative emotions such as resentment and vengeance. Let's see if there's another one. Okay, greater good from berkeley.edu. And I think what I'm doing for you is something that I'll often do when I'm struggling with something, like I'm getting a psychic sense and I need something concrete to hold it down. I need some languaging around it. I need something in my consciousness. So I'll do a general search and just skim and see what pops up and what pops up. And I'm reading this all to you so that you can tune into your own intuition and see what pops up, right? As you know, before you do this exercise. So this is from greatergood.com, berkeley.edu. All right, greatergood.berkeley.edu. Psychologists generally define forgiveness as a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance towards a person or group who has harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting, nor does it mean condoning or excusing offenses. So, you know, so here's how I describe it generally. Forgiveness is the opportunity to stop reliving a past experience in the present moment as if it were happening. So it's like you're being reoffended every time you replay something. And given all the, you know, just in the pandemic years, what we've gone through, it could be really easy to replay these situations in real time in our present moment as if they just happened. It doesn't minimize that they're happening, but it also distorts our perception because we're having an emotional reaction as if it's happening right now. If you've ever been around someone who hasn't done any work around their traumas and they're telling stories about things that happened 10 years ago as if they're happening right now in the moment. And if you're a highly sensitive person or a psychic leaning person, you're in it with them, particularly if you're a clairsentient and a feeling person, a empath. And so it feels uncomfortable to you, but they're referring to something from 10 years ago. And in this regard, like it doesn't take away that they went through that, but that means that there's a holdup though in the healing process. The grieving hasn't been done. That's the processing of it all. And you want to do that in settings that feel safe and settings that feel right and true. And so this exercise I've just given you is one of the ways in which you can start to do that. So I'm willing to forgive and just tune into yourself, get centered, and whatever comes up, just write it down, just write it down, write it down. You don't even need to understand it. You know, I was doing a forgiveness list a couple days ago. And things that were coming up, I was like, oh, wow, didn't know that was in there. Oh, that's interesting. That's in there. And just let it come up. Just let it come up. Just let it come up. Because once we we do let it come up, it can dissipate. It can have less hold on us. And it doesn't mean forgiveness is not an excuse for bad behavior. I think a lot of people misuse forgiveness. They try to minimize what happened. No, that's not it. What you went through happened. And your feelings do matter, but you don't have to replay them in your life in real time like they just happened. So essentially, you're like reoffending yourself. You're reliving that experience, that trauma over and over and over again. It's kind of a hell, if you will, you know, a hell loop in reference to a line from Lucifer. And so this process of really allowing yourself to forgive helps to gain your sense of self. It helps to bring you back into your point of power, because your present moment is always your point of power. But if you're reliving a past trauma as if it's happening in real time, you aren't present, right? You're not in your power. You are in the victim state, right? Because the opposite of empowerment is victimhood energetically. And so take the time to do some forgiveness. My spirit guides are guiding me to remind you about the Ho'oponopono prayer. I used to talk about that a lot here on the program back in the day, if you've been listening for a while. And I'll read that to you as well. Matter of fact, I think I did a Ho'oponopono prayer podcast last year. I don't know. I always wonder if these shows are easy to find on all the platforms, but here it is. Ho'oponopono. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. So you could say, I'm willing to forgive. You could make your list after the 7 minutes and then go line by line what you wrote down and say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I do it a little bit differently. That was the show I did last year. I've amended this a bit. I do, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you. I forgive you. Because it feels more empowering, even as I say that, like it like feels like a different energy shift. The Ho'oponopono prayer, as we're taught, as it's kind of spread through our New Age culture, I don't know. It feels a little victim-y, a little bit. But when I put "I forgive you," right, it feels more balanced energetically. You play with it. Do what you feel is right. Run both through your systems, you know, recite one, see how they feel. So the first one, the traditional Ho'oponopono, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And then my amended version, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I forgive you, thank you, I love you. And see what feels good to you. See what feels good to you. And so then I would destroy the paper. after you're done with your forgiveness work. Next layer here, I am willing to release. So you'll start another list, set the timer for 7 minutes. I am willing to release. All of these can be repeated daily until you feel a shift. And you will feel a shift if you do this until you get to the core, to the root of whatever is disrupting your internal harmony. You will feel a real sense of relief, and it's quite miraculous and powerful, and spirit is real, energy is real. And so I'm willing to release. And then you just trust again, anything that comes up, just write it down. I am willing to release, and just write it down for 7 minutes. And then again, at the end, you'll pray, I'm willing to release all of this for my highest and greatest good and the highest and greatest good of the planet. I am now free. And then if you have a religious tradition in which you pray, you might want to include some additional prayers there, just based on how you feel, to fully and completely let it go. God, help me. Help me to let all of this go. Help me to release it. Help me to shift my perception. Help me to feel differently, see differently, be differently as it relates to these things. Whatever works for you. Just be intentional about it and be sincere, because the more you create space within you, as you clear out the old, the worn out, the low vibrational, you make room for higher vibrational situations, experiences, feelings, thoughts, perceptions. I think sometimes when we're say if we're doing an affirmation, but we're still holding a lot of junky stuff under the surface, it's really difficult for that affirmation to take root. So this gives you space to let all of the work that you do to shift your consciousness so that you can be a vibrational match to your truest desires. It helps that become a reality. So clearing out, releasing, letting go. So forgiveness, releasing, Ho'oponopono prayer. Look at the stories. This is my Saituno and my spirit guides. Which one? Look at the stories. What story are you telling yourself about things? And is there stories you want to let go of? So how do we look at stories? So it could be, maybe you are the best way to go is look at, you know, make a quick list. Okay, where am I struggling most in my life right now? And maybe you're struggling in romantic relationships. Maybe you're struggling with health. Maybe you're struggling with a particular aspect of your finances, and get crystal clear about what it is. So if it's health, get clear about what you're struggling with. Like, what is the true struggle? You know, if you're struggling with weight, it's very easy just to write, I'm struggling with weight. But why are you struggling with weight? Or if you're struggling with your finances, why are you struggling with your finances? And as you get clear about it, then go through and look at what story has been told to you. What story have you been listening to? What story have you even been telling yourself about that thing? You know, if it's maybe it's around earning, look and say, you know, what story am I telling myself about earning? Am I saying that it's too hard to get a good job, whatever good job means to you? Am I telling myself that, oh, because I want to be a creative, you know, here's a beautiful prevalent story that I just loathe with all my heart, and I wish to eradicate it from the planet. Can you hear my passion behind it? Is that artists don't make money. Holy fucking crazy nonsense garbageness. Artists don't make money. Artists are broke. Like, it's just the stupidest thought. I don't even know where it came from. People not working don't make money. And they might be a creative person, but it has nothing to do with being an artist. Because if you're being an artist, it's a profession. It's a calling. And if it's a profession and a calling, because of the law of compensation, you will be compensated. So there is a disconnect in that story that does not ring true, you know. And as I've had conversations with maybe people who have pursued a creative career later in life, a lot of their hesitations has been around that storyline that artists don't make any money, or artists are lazy, and so then when we sit down and, you know, when they're working with me and we break it down, they start to see, you know, I help them see, like, okay, what artist are you referencing? And then we'll look at that and we'll realize, like, well, that person wasn't even working. They were hanging out. And they were, yeah, they might have been a creative person, but doesn't mean that their profession was an artist. So artists do, in fact, real artists do make money. There are people who hang out who don't. But that's in any profession. You can be a freaking, you know, Ivy League trained scientist, and if you're hanging out and not working, then no, you're not making money, right? But we don't run around saying scientists don't make money. I mean, I do think scientists are probably a bit underpaid in our society, given all that they do. And we saw that in the pandemic, but that's just that's my personal opinion on that one. But yeah, there is stories that we're holding on to that don't serve us. Or maybe it's that money is the root of all evil. Oh my God, that's been so misused. Who really knows what the biblical meaning of that is anymore? Like, I don't even think the people who've written the Bible and rewritten the Bible in this, you know, the way it currently exists probably even know if we could dig them up and ask them, they don't even know what the origins of that statement is. So just let it go. Like, it's just made up. Who said? Did God say it? You know? And I think, and I know oftentimes when I'm talking to people about stories that they're believing, they want to reference maybe a passage in the Bible. We can take things out of context all the time, but does it serve us today? If we live in a capitalist society, you know, for those of us in the U.S. who are born into this society, this is where we came to be. This is our home and our place, and unless we choose to move and feel called to move. But if you haven't felt called to move, this is where you're supposed to be, right? And so if that's the case, and then why would money be evil in any way, shape, or form? It's a part of our experience in this time, place, reality. You know, yes, there have been civilizations that had different ways of relating to the exchange of goods and services, but this is where we're at. So it can't be evil. So we have to reach for something bigger than that, a different story. And maybe it's people's approach, you know, but be willing to shift some stories around so they actually work for the life that you want to be living. So be willing. This one's harder. I will say you might need help with this one. There are the common stories that might be easy to catch, but the stories that are embedded within your family, oh, those are harder because you've been hearing them over and over and over again, and you think that they're true. And so, and it doesn't make you wrong. It doesn't make anybody wrong. It just means it's a story that's not serving you well. Because if you desire for wealth, and there's a story in your family that rich people are evil and bad and always trying to get over on people, on some subconscious level, you will sabotage your efforts towards wealth. And you're denying yourself your purpose. Your desires are a clue as to what your purpose is. And our purpose, if we live it full out, and this is my belief, we do what we came to this planet to do. We raise the vibration of the planet. So if you have any type of purpose, like I was, you know, one of my big purposes is romantic partnership, lasting romantic partnership and partnership. And if I start believing a story that, oh, I'm divorced, so, you know, there are no good men out there, or the men I'm attracted to aren't attracted to me, or, you know, I'm drawn to a very certain type of man, I could say like, oh, well, you know, they're all old now and middle age and not attractive. And, you know, if I start believing all these kooky stories, I'm denying myself my purpose. I'm denying myself the opportunity to contribute to the evolution, the upliftment of our planet. And so we just need to clear them out. We just need to say, that might be true for somebody. And maybe somebody made that up at some time. And it maybe worked for a woman, you know, got her through a rough night by saying all men are dogs. But it's sure as hell not going to work for me. And I'm not going to believe that. And I'm not going to be present for it. And I'm going to let that story go. If I, you know, it's like dating. If you keep saying, well, dating's hard. It's so hard to date. Yeah, that's a story. And if your desire is to be in lasting, loving partnership, why stories are, I think why spirit is guiding me to bring up stories, why stories are so debilitating in our journeys is because A, it keeps you from your truest desire, and you typically will wind up in situations that aren't even close to what you want. You start to settle and cut corners. You know, if I believe it's hard to date, but I'm still out there dating, on some level, I will attract really shitty men. Shitty relationships, shitty situations. Yeah. Yeah. So let all that go. Whatever story. So look at your desires and look what story you might be telling yourself. Maybe look at the struggles. Look at why you're struggling in that particular area. And then consider the stories you've been telling and just write it down. This one, might take you a little more time, but I'd say do it in 15-minute increments. So you don't overwhelm yourself, and do it in completion. Be mindful of kind of jumping around You know, if you're coaching yourself, I saw an article in the New York Times, the headline anyway, about you might need to be coaching yourself right now, be your own coach. So if you're being your own coach, I'd say do it in 15-minute increments. Look at a particular area of life where you're struggling the most. Maybe you're struggling to pay rent. And look at what stories you might be telling yourself. Maybe are you holding a story that, oh, rents are too expensive? Well, let that story go. And if it's, if you're finding it's difficult to let that story go and that's truly what you believe, then you might need to pick another area to live in where the prices are feel right and true to you. There's no right or wrong. It's just what feels good and true to you. And you can always shift what you think, and then that shifts the way you feel. All right, this show is probably a little bit longer than I wanted it to be. I'm Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to your next level, if you are ready to welcome more good into your life, if you are ready to step into your greatness, your brilliance, that thing you know is within you, and you're like, I just am ready to get it out, whatever that is. I'm ready to live that thing. I want to help you do that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out my single session. Check out my massive result intuitive coaching package, the 1-year option. And also for the holiday, I'm doing the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package is on sale. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You don't have to stay stuck in the past. You can create space for all the new wonderful things that you desire. These simple exercises can help you start that process. And if you need additional support psychologically, go get that too. Let all of this work together. Be the best version of you. Be the real version of you, really. After all this junk is gone, you start to see like, oh, this is the human I came to the planet to be. Oh, this is the light I came with. This is the magic I came with. We're not seeking to get the magic. The magic's already within us. It's just buried under all these layers of junk, right? And so we're just going to clear out this junk with this work. And pray about it, and Spirit will help you. Sometimes I'm like, Spirit, I'm struggling with this, and I know there's something I need to let go of, and then you will be directed. It's so amazing. This week, I was directed to something I already had. There was this program I already had, and I was just directed there, and I'm like, oh my God, this is exactly what I'm going through. I didn't even know I had it. This is perfect. And I got to do all this work really quickly and in a short amount of time, and I didn't have to carry it into the rest of my journey. So I love you. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening. If you like this program, please sign up for my newsletter. And I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week. Take care. Bye-bye.